Hi, this is Zach Mir from Master Investor. We'll look at some bulletin board hero stocks on Friday, the 16th of January. I'm starting off with Bacanora Minerals, where we see that we're in the aftermath of an October to December bear trap rebound. The low in October, 38 pence. Low in December, 34 pence. So we narrowly and briefly broke the October floor before a rebound last month. We've gone into a bull flag, extended bull flag here. Above the 50-day moving average of 47 pence versus the share price at 53 at the moment. The view now is that we should have enough positive momentum after this bear trap effect and double bottom to take the shares back to the main post-October resistance at 70 pence. The cautious on the shares, maybe wait for a break of the December 55 pence intraday high as a momentum buy trigger before taking the plunge on the upside, 70 pence plus to be hit maybe by the end of February at the latest, if the bull argument kicks in properly. Next up is Boliven, which has been a stock which a lot of people have been disappointed by. I read that that was the fundamentals, that the net asset value of the shares is rather greater than the current share price. That might explain why over the latter part of the autumn and going into the winter, we've seen the shares more on a flat trajectory rather than a downward spiral, which many shares in the oil and gas or the exploration area have been in. Otherwise, we've got a configuration here on the daily chart similar to that of Bacanora Minerals, in the sense that there's been a December bear trap rebound from below the October 24 pence floor, the low in last month down to 21 and three quarters briefly before a snapback, and then a bull flag based roughly on the 50-day moving average at 29 pence. Basically, the stop loss, probably the ideal one here would be the January low to date, which is 28 pence. So an end-of-day close back below that would be bearish, but in the meantime, probably head back towards post-September resistance, 35, 36 pence over the next 4 to 6 weeks. But the main problem here really is that we need to break that 35, 36 pence zone. That's also just above the 200-day moving average as well, before we can get too excited about the shares making any sustained or sustainable recovery. But at least the initial part of the dirty work here has been done by the technicals. Finishing off with a stock which I know which many people are follow quite closely, and that's Rare Earth Minerals. Here we had the big move going into the summer, from sort of around the 0.5 area to 2 pence, so great run there. Since then, obviously, the July peak, 2 pence plus, the pullback's been quite painful. But what you can see here is that the 200-day moving average has kept on rising, and also the support zone towards 0.8 pence that we saw in October and December has actually been quite a considerable amount higher than where the share started. So the technical glass here can be regarded as half full after the December bear trap rebound. But cautious on the shares, maybe wait for the 200-day moving average at 1.08 to be broken on a weekly close basis. Less cautious, maybe 0.97, the 50-day moving average would be the buy trigger there. Initial target perhaps towards post-October resistance at 1.4 pence. The overall pattern here, a triangle, that would be can be regarded as a continuation pattern. So that the shares eventually, maybe in the first half, later in the first half of 2015, retest the July 2014 peak. That's it from me. More updates on masterinvestor.co.uk. If you're in town, I'll be speaking to David Lenigas and Gervais Williams at the next Zach's Trading Cafe. So book your place for that. It's a free place at the Commander Notting Hill on Tuesday, the 20th of January.